from Ryan Anderson's development this year, even though he's not playing maybe a full role, but just kind of the way he's progressed?
I think any rookie that comes in the league, you know, it's a progression, you know, and for him, you know, starting out, he kind of, you know, started out, he got a little bit injured in the training camp, and then all of a sudden when the season started, you know, he was in there and he was playing. So, you know, from his standpoint, would you always like to see better with every player? Yeah, but I'm just saying for right now, you know, he's doing good. He's doing good during practice, and he's learning, you know, and that's the biggest thing that he's doing is he's learning the defense, learning what the offense is trying to do against him, as well as pass rushing and trying to get after the quarterback. So progress with him is day-to-day, which it always is with rookies. But overall, you know, he's made some strides.
Where have you kind of seen that just with the position and can just a little bit like more specific? Just
yeah, from an outside linebacker, you know, we do have Preston, we do have Ryan, and then we do have Junior. So, you know, from the number of reps that he's getting, he's not getting, as many as he wanted to get. But, you know, from his standpoint, he's doing a great job during practice.
Philip Rivers isn't usually mentioned when you talk about the elite quarterbacks, but certainly he's in everybody's top 10, top 12. What makes him, has made him so good for so long?
I was with Philip for a number of years when I was in San Diego, just from the knowledge of the game. You know, he knows where he's got to go with the ball. You know, just reading coverages and knowing who to spot and, you know, not going after certain guys, but just knowing where he wants to put the ball. You know, he's very effective getting it out of his hands. And from a pressure standpoint, he knows where the pressures are coming. So, you know, over that long period of time that he's been playing, he understands that and he does a great job of it.
With Kendall Fuller, how would you compare it? I don't know if you've been able to evaluate from a macro perspective, but in comparison to other nickel corners, how would you fare or how would you assess his play and what he's been able to do in his second year compared to other nickel corners?
I mean, it is. It's a hard position to play, number one. I think one of the harder positions to play, the reason why is you're in so much space inside, and he does such a great job of cutting receivers off, making them make moves, and him counter-reacting it and doing what he's supposed to do. So, I mean, overall, I think from a B-plus category, he's doing a great job. You know, this whole year, and I told him from last year, each year that you're in, you're going to improve, you're going to knowledge of the game, and Torian does a great job from, you know, what he does of trying to teach him up and coach him up, and he's playing real well.
Preston, I know not everything's about sack numbers and all that, but Preston's totals without Jonathan Allen have gone down. Is that a coincidence or not? And what does not having Allen next to him, how is it impacting?
Well, I think it's, you know, when you lose a guy like that has great athletic ability, can get after a pass rusher and then force the guy outside or inside, you know, that always does hurt. But overall, you know, with the guys that we got to keep on doing what we're doing. We got to get pressure up to more up the middle on quarterbacks and flush him to Preston. You know, he's had some success coming around the edge when Jonathan was there, of course. And, you know, overall, we just got to get more pressure up the middle. And hopefully Preston will end his career, or his not career, but his year with a number of sacks.
How has Anthony Lanier progressed there?
I think up and down, you know, with most young players, very similar to Kendall and with Ryan, you get those players that they're up and down from week to week. But, you know, his progress is just steadily climbing, and he'll keep on getting better. You know, from my standpoint, and Jimmy Tomasula, this is, you know, last year didn't play at all that much, but I think this year is more of his rookie year coming into it. So I think he's going to keep on building from there.
One player that's been asked to kind of fill in the last few weeks has been Zach Vigil. What have been your impressions of him just re-signing, and then really playing, I guess, the last two games pretty much every snap?
He's doing a great job, you know, from our standpoint, you know, making the calls, you know, so with Zach going down and then flipping the headsets, you know, with the headsets going back and forth, we have to flip helmets. From Zach's, you know, I couldn't be more pleased with what he's bringing to the table so far. And hopefully he'll continue on through the next couple of games doing what he's doing.